We're in Simin Reish Yud Ches, the bracha on the place where you saw a nes, where nes happened to you. We are up to Siv Dalad. So up until now, we were dealing with nisim that happened to all of Klal Yisrael, or someone that was that was important to all of Klal Yisrael. Haroa Malkam Shanasa Nes LeYochid. A person sees a place that a nes happened to an individual. Eino mevarach, does not make a bracha, aval hu atzmo mevarach, but that person makes a bracha, she'also lineis b'mokom hazeh. He makes that bracha, v'chol yotze yirecho gamke mevarachem, she'also neis lo'ovi b'mokom hazeh, and all of his descendants will also make that bracha, she'also neis lo'ovi b'mokom hazeh. The lashon of the mechaber is ovi, because it's referring to a son, but we're going to see that this applies, or a child, that it applies even to generations after that. Now, first of all, a makom shenasbo nes liyachid once again means a nes that did not happen to Rove of Klal Yisrael. Now, his son, his grandson, his great grandson, they all have to make this. They all have to make this bracha. But there's a very interesting thing. The halacha is like this: let's say a son passes a place where a nes happened to his father after he was born, he will have to make the bracha. The reason, because it was a nes that happened to his father. The nes that happened to his father is machayev him a bracha. The same thing with a grandson. A grandson passes a place where a nes happened to his grandfather, even if whether his father or even he was born before this nes happened, the halacha is he's supposed to make the bracha. The machayev of the bracha is the fact that a nes happened to someone so close to me, meaning a father or a grandfather. Whereas, once you're dealing with a great-grandson, the halacha is that the great-grandson does not have that degree of closeness with the great-grandfather to make a bracha on the nes that happened to the great-grandfather. However, if he was born of somebody, meaning the great-grandson's grandfather was born after the nes, were it not for the nes, he wouldn't have been born, because the great-grandfather only had him after the nes took place. So had the nes not happened, so he would not have survived. Therefore, the great-grandson would have to say shasa nes, because were it not for the nes, he wouldn't be here. But let's say the nes happened after his grandfather was born. The nes happened to his great-grandfather after his grandfather was born, so his grandfather would have been here anyway. Since he is so far removed from his great-grandfather, because he's a great-grandson, and as far as the nes being responsible for his existence, since neither of them applies, he wouldn't make a bracha. This is what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Now, the nusach that is said is, you say a bracha, a son says la'avi, and grandchildren would say la'avosai, or they could say avi abba if they want to. The same thing goes for a son saying a bracha over a nes that happened to a mother, a grandson for a grandmother, and so on. But one does not say it for anyone that he is not a direct descendant of, meaning you do not say it over a nes that happened to a sibling, as close as you are to them. And even more than that, husband and wife do not make this bracha over one another. So a nes that happened to one's husband, the wife would not make a bracha on that malkum if she sees it. Sifhei, mi shenasu lo nisim harbe, someone that a lot of nisim happened to. Be'agio le'echad mikol ha'makomo shenasu lo nes, when he gets to any of the places that a nes happened to him, tzorech la'askir kol shara makomis. V'yichlo kulam be'bracha achas, he's supposed to mention all the places, so he will say, ha'shasun li nes pa'makom hazeh, and over there, I mention all the other places. Now the halacha is, this is only talking about a nes shel yachid. In a nes shel rabim, we don't say that. I mean, imagine if the halacha would be that in a nes shel rabim we would apply this, then every time someone came to a makom that a nes happened to Klal Yisrael, he would have to mention all the nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael over all of the generations. This is only in a nes shel yachid. The Mishnah Berurah says a chiddush. Even though you include all the other makomas in your bracha, let us say within 30 days you see another place that a nes happened to you, but you hadn't been in that place in 30 days. So again, let's say a nes happened to a person in makam aleph and makam beis. So he was in Makam Aleph, and then, say, 15 days later, he goes to Makam Beis. When he gets to Makam Beis, he has to make a bracha shasul ines in Makam Beis as well as in Makam Aleph. Now, within 30 days of Beis, but it's already past 30 days of Aleph, he sees Makam Aleph again, he'll have to make the bracha. Even though he mentioned Makam Aleph in his bracha on Makam Beis, he didn't see Makam Aleph. So long as it's more than 30 days from Makam Aleph, the halacha will be that he can make another bracha when he sees Makam Aleph, although he mentioned Makam Aleph when he saw Makam Beis. Sif Vav. Al Neis Shel Rabo Tzorech Levarech Kishem Shuhu Mavarech Al Neis Shel Aviv. One's Rebbe has a din of one's father, and he makes a bracha. And what does he say? He says, Shel Oso Neis LeRebbe B'Makom Hazeh. Says the Mishnah Brura, that only applies to a Rabo Muvhok. Furthermore, one's children do not make the bracha over a makom where a nes happened to the Rebbe of the father. Hago yesh omrim, duhu hadin im roa ha'odam shenasa lo ha'nes, mevarech olav kamosha mevarech al ha'makom shenasa bo ha'nes. Anyone that is required to make a bracha over a nes, if he sees the person that the nes happened to, and it's been more than 30 days since he last saw him, he would make a bracha of makam of baruch hashas also neis to Ploni or to my father and so on. Which means, let's say a neis happened to one's father, and then he sees his father after not seeing him for 30 days, he would have to make the bracha. There is a daya that this halacha is not limited to descendants, but would apply that you make the bracha when you see somebody that is close to you, even though you're not a descendant, that a nes happened to. The Mishnah Brura does not go with that shita. Now, what happens if a person sees, say, a nes happened to his grandfather in a specific place? He sees his grandfather, he makes the bracha. Now, within 30 days, he sees the place. He does not make the bracha. It means the makom and the person will be mitzarif to knock out the 30 days, to say that this is still within 30 days.